Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection.
The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down.
I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last night.
Was it a violent insurrection? It was not. Was it a killing of 5 officers in the Capitol? It was not. Those are lies, and they buried tape that contradicted and revealed those lies.
Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth.
What they're describing, ironically, is exactly what the January 6th committee and the prosecutors in these cases did for 2 years. They selectively picked small segments of tape to convince Americans that January 6th was something that it wasn't. In fact, the leader of the Senate Democrats, Chuck Schumer, just joined the leader of the Senate Republicans, Mitch McConnell, in calling for this show to be pulled off the air.
Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment.
They're on the same side. The Senate Majority Leader joins the Senate Minority Leader. Tom Tillis, Mitt Romney. They're all on the same side. So it's actually not about left and right. It's not about Republican and Democrat. Here you have people with shared interests. The open borders people. The people like Mitch McConnell, who are living in splendor on Chinese money. The people who, underneath it all, have everything in common are all aligned against everyone else. And that would include almost all news organizations in this country as well.
The left admits it. Tucker says it. I help wake him up and radicalize him. He gets what's going on. He's not going back. He believes in the people. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out.
Which media voices and media platforms are most influential in shaping the thinking of middle America?
You know, once a week, I worry that something terrible will happen to Tucker Carlson, because I think that if it did, we would be in a much, much worse position as a movement.
For too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist.
And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence.
Yes, incitement of violence is a federal felony. And how do we regulate for people who are committing felonies? We arrest them and put them in jail.
Arrest Tucker Carlson.
Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the US government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies, and then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. We'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza, streaming now on Fox Nation. Use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
What? Whoa. Get out of here.
Tucker Carlson's going to leave Fox News?
Yep. Tucker was the mainstay of the populist voice over at Fox, and it's just, this is blockbuster news.
Which means he was fired. I mean, that's really what parting ways means.
The day was already good enough with the Knicks being up 3-1, and now this. Tucker Carlson, you're out, you're fired.
He's running out of options now. Like, soon he's just gonna be on the Weather Channel saying that hurricanes are caused by drag queens.
Does this mean Fox News has gone woke?
When he heard Vladimir Putin was like, damn, we need the new PR guy. Come on, folks. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
No. Their job is not to inform you. They are working for the small group of people who actually run the world. They're their servants. They're their Praetorian Guard. And we should treat them with maximum contempt because they have earned it. Adults, as you just saw, are encouraging it, and some are profiting from it. Hospitals are making a ton of money from it. They are sexually mutilating children for no medically justifiable reason whatsoever, destroying their lives. People were misled. They were forced. People were forced to take medicine they didn't want. And some of them may have been hurt by it. The study showed that immune function among vaccinated individuals 8 months after the administration of two doses of COVID-19 vaccine was lower than that among the unvaccinated individuals. To neurodegenerative disease, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, liver disease, impaired adaptive immunity, impaired DNA damage response, etc. So, of course, the war in Ukraine has totally destroyed Ukraine, killed over 100,000 Ukrainians, but it's still going. Why is that? Because the Biden administration has kept it going. They could have forced a peace. They haven't. They don't want to. Why is that? Why kill all these Ukrainians? Why destroy an entire country? Well, because people are getting rich. BlackRock plans to get rich. So BlackRock is now saying out loud that the war in Ukraine, the death of all these Ukrainians, is actually a great opportunity to transform Ukraine into a beacon of capitalism.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
It was clearly Fox News' decision because they're not letting him say goodbye.
I think it changes things permanently. That's one of the few voices in the Republican Party that would call out the nonsense from GOP senators, governors, and otherwise.
Tucker's the only reason a lot of people still watch Fox News.
Tucker, come to Jamaica. We would love to have you here. You won't miss a beat. And together, two of us will tear it up. Just tear it up.
It's actually mind-blowing to me, and I guess, and to everyone else, given what you've seen happen to Fox's market cap in the last few hours.
Deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
The main reason all of that has changed, the schools have disintegrated, it's too crowded for the infrastructure that exists, and the state has moved dramatically left, immigration. That's the reason. The demographic balance of the state changed. It is more like Oaxaca than it used to be. I'm not attacking anybody. I like Mexican immigrants because they work hard and they don't beg, and I'm not a bigot. But it doesn't change the fact.
Does it change the fact that like 80-something percent vote to take my guns? And until we're able to deprogram these people, they get here and they get the welfare. They believe the Democratic Party is for them. The Republican Party leadership goes along with it. It is literally game over. Bring in an outside group to vote for Obamacare, to vote for socialism, to vote for gun control. That's why the Democrats are serious when they say they're going to turn Texas blue. They will. They'll bring in 10 million illegals. And now you got MSNBC saying my kids belong to them, and they will come and they will run my life.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And they are doing this with, the complicit support of the Republican leadership because it benefits a small number of people. There's no economic justification whatsoever for these levels of immigration. And of course, immigration destabilizes your society. It makes it far less cohesive. That's always true. It doesn't matter where they're coming from. If you have a ton of new people, you're less cohesive. So why are they coming? Well, there's only one reason. Because the Democratic Party wants new voters.